Hi guys, my name is Favour Lemma and welcome to our third episode of Talk That Talk. And I'm here with a lot of guest speakers. Their names are Oyin, Victor and Adonis. They are here to talk about feminism and Nigerian culture. So I want to ask now, like, how has feminism been abused? Yeah. So Oyin, can you
ask? I think I'll start with criticizing the women before we land on the men. So we have a lot of ladies that do not know anything about feminism. They just come and see, oh, there's a certain circle of women that call themselves feminists and they are striving for certain rights. So I'm also a feminist.
Turning to him in that, but that is what he wants now. Zadie will pay 10.5 million. Oh my gosh, just touch my head.
Just rub head. 10.5 million. just rub head.
Okay.
When you talk about feminism now, if you really want to be a feminist, you have to know what it is to be a feminist. Good. So men now, they say men are angry about it. Men are like against it. You can't say men are against it because I, for one, respect women a lot. I believe, like deep down in me, I believe there's so much they can achieve and they can bring forth because they have this special ability to recreate. Good and fine. Look, women have their own strengths. One thing I know feminists don't understand is that they don't play to their own strengths. They want to do the strength of the man. Now, it now becomes a competition because now you are dragging for something that is not really actually yours. You want it for yourself, but that don't mean that the man should look down on you. No, if you play your role, there's a way you play your role that you can't be like respected, substituted for anything. No matter what the man does, once you are absent, it is felt. Feminism doesn't say, okay, let's say you are a feminist now in the home now. I say, okay, since we are equal, you stay at home today, I'm going to work. That doesn't make any sense. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's all about role. And me, I'm going to go back to the Bible. Like, because that's the philosophy. Yeah, I know some people are turning their eyes off. That's the philosophy I live my life by. Because you need to have a philosophy where you live your life by. I am going back to the Bible. Because I believe God created the female to be fragile. He did not bring her into the world.
Yeah, we have a
He did not bring her into the world until everything was set. Until Adam had named everything.
Everything was in place.
I feel like God knew what he had in mind. If God is the ultimate, he knew what he had in mind when he brought the woman. Now, he didn't say, come and be equals or come. This equality thing is all about perspective.
No, equality it's all thing about is all about. See, the world has evolved. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Evolution, yes. Like this, the world has evolved. Thank you. Now, you cannot say in those days, everybody knew their roles, as you said. Everybody knew their roles. Everybody knew that a man provides. Everybody knew that the woman is the one that will take care of the kids. And
okay, are you starting to say that?
But
you women want to play the role of the men or what?
No, listen, I said feminism is all about equal rights. We are not trying to say we are more than. We are saying let us be equal. Let a man be equal to a woman. Let us, because
but the concept is named after the female gender.
But do you know as a man, you can actually be really because cool. We are fighting for women's rights. Women have actually been overshadowed. Women have actually been scattered. Oh, she's a lady, she cannot do that. She's a woman. That is a very skewed perspective of things. That is the reality. That is what we are fighting for.
Not in all cases.
No, the reality.
Actually, let's come back to the definition.
Oh, wow. It can't be
the definition.
Thank you.
Feminism is the belief in social, economic, and political equality. This is not bringing about who is cooking in the family. We're talking about in social places, how are they treated?
How are we being treated?
I've seen cases of men and women performing similar or same jobs in the same company, but they are getting paid less.
Yes, because she's a lady.
Let's even go back to this movie. What Men Want, right? With
Taraji.
Yeah. So, in that movie, it was like, okay, she was an associate as well, but she wanted to be promoted. Mm-hmm. So they gave the promotion to a man who she feels was lesser than her in terms of bringing in revenues into the company
because
and all
he,
that.
It was, it probably was. It obviously means that output
now,
was more than his.
Now, let's think about it. There are other people too in that same company that are men that were better than the guy they promoted. Now, what would you say about those guys?
Why can't they fight for their rights? That's your problem.
Exactly. Fight for your rights as well.
She said, no.
That's
when
the
you,
essence
when
of
you are working, you always know your greatest competition.
Fight
if
for
my greatest competition
fight
was a lady.
Oh, women.
Fight for you.
I think you guys are actually guys.
Do you know that there are some women that
you have
don't,
people say that
there are some women that don't even.
Yeah, why is she contesting?
No, no.
Oh, a woman is contesting, she can never win.
Is it that there's always a space for women?
Why are men always?
Let's go by history.
It's very slim.
We will keep giving. In fact, I think generally, maybe I'm thinking for myself, but I think generally that in the social economic world,
yes,
that women are giving more preference.
What? Are you sure? I'm talking from a gentleman's perspective. Okay, when you're done,
if I want to cross the road and a lady is by me, I'll be watching out for her.
Speak for yourself, man. That is what I'm saying. It's all about perspective.
You can't say all men are against feminism.
Nobody said all men are against feminism. Now,
but you men are actually
of men that
they feel offended
feminism.
When they hear the word feminism. They get offended.
Well,
men are always
I've
angry.
Actually met.
This is where
okay,
I'm going.
Like when I finished my IT, when I had a discussion with my boss. And then while well, signing my forms and all, and he was like, "Someone's asked you, are you a feminist?" And I looked at him and I'm like, "Yes, sir, why do you ask?" And he was like, "Very good. Everyone is supposed to be a feminist. Feminism is not fighting for who is cooking. Feminism is fighting that.
Equality.
Yes, we can be equal at work. If we are vying for a position, we both have equal
chances
of getting it. One
of
person
getting,
is not
yeah,
getting
definitely.
It because he's a man and he has a family to take care of.
What do you even say about people that
then,
say, okay, in this company or in this section, we don't want women at all working here because she's a woman and she is married with kids.
Exactly. Some companies will
perform,
not employ you if you are married.
Some people
will
not employ
married
because
you
are a woman.
Years.
This is why.
But
this
a man
is,
has
let me
no
answer
problem.
That.
But
let
a man
me
has
answer.
No problem.
This is why. Because we cannot go for paternity leave, but you have to go for maternity leave, and the kind of job that you are in might not allow
men go for paternity leave.
No, we, no.
Well,
we don't.
If you are a man,
you go to your boss.
Even if you go for paternity leave, it can never be the same number.
Okay,
of
okay now there are some kind of jobs like if you let's even go to the stock market. Do you know how a trading floor is? How chaotic a trading
and you have
floor
to
is.
Put your eyes there.
You have to put your eyes and your voice. No matter how much you can shout. When you are with people like all the stockbrokers that are yelling prices. That are actually yelling prices. No company, CP Morgan will, in his right senses, will not pick a woman. No, now, this
you
is not about...
my speaker.
This is
a way of modulating.
This is what it is. If you want to lose your money, put a woman on that floor. Number one, the testosterone alone that it takes for you to go 6 hours.
You see, these are masculine names, so...
See,
testosterone.
Six 6 hours yelling prices. A woman, I'm sorry to say, cannot do it. Now, she can do it.
Okay.
She can do it for one day. These guys go every single day.
There are women
that can do it.
Not all women, but
oh
there are women
God.
That are
so now, are you trying to say that?
Now,
are you trying to say,
the,
are you trying to say
that
all men can trade?
Not all men,
the same way
no,
all men cannot trade, all women
cannot
also
it.
Trade. So don't come and say why
no.
don't.
See,
okay, let me ask you a question.
That's basically what
I'm saying. Let me ask you a question.
Treat all of us with equal rights.
You can't. If a female stockbroker on the trading floor. Okay, a stockbroker now can be in the office. You can be looking at the computer screen. You don't need to yell prices. But when you are going for a job. On a trading floor, if you have seen The Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah.
you know how
yeah.
crazy those guys take cocaine on a daily. They take cocaine on a steady. It's always by their side because you are dealing with numbers, decimals. You cram decimals in your brain. Now, a woman can do that. A woman can cram those decimals. I'm not saying this is not about intellectual. Now, this is about like brute strength.
Yeah.
You go and you hit people your prices. Now, when a woman is on a trading floor, she's exposed to, I think she's even exposed to more danger than when hoodlums are attacking her. Like, that place
imagine
is actually
she's pregnant.
That place is actually that crazy. That now, if two, have. If a woman and a man goes for a position on a trading floor, I'm telling you, 100% of the time, except the CEO has something to do with that woman, a man will always be picked. She might have more certification, but in that line of job, she can't do it. It's not about like, maybe she doesn't have the brains. She can't have the brains. But let me tell you something about women. They are more patient than men when it comes to the market. Men act like boom, boom, boom. They just go after it. If you put a woman in the office on the trading floor, I'm telling you, you are going. That's what I'm talking about, roles. Now, if you say, okay, they should be treated equally, you go and put a woman on the trading floor equally to another man, she'll just come out dead.
No, see, if they are taking cocaine, I will take the cocaine together. If we are giving elbow, we'll give the elbow
together.
But what
happens when you are pregnant? That's what I said.
What happens when you're pregnant? What happens when you are being molested? What happens? Now, what happens when you are being molested on the trading floor? You are trying to raise your hands up, someone is by your back, squeezing you in some sensitive places. What do you do about that?
See, this is what
you squeeze them too.
Squeeze them too.
Last point on that question.
The issue has affected the home front badly. I have friends a lot who are married and they complain bitterly. And these complaints are genuine.
Lie.
And I even try when they are complaining to me, I try to defend the women in their absence. But they say, IBK, it's not like that. Or Victor, it's not like that. How can my guy, he's very hardworking. I'm almost calling his name, but I'm controlling myself.
Yeah.
He's very hardworking. This guy walks still. He will wear this thing that for back pain. You know, wear it on his body. I thought that when he gets married, he will stop wearing that. Maybe his wife will help him massage his back. He's still wearing it. He walks too much. Then he brings all the money to the house. He's looking for a job for his wife. So it's not like he doesn't want his wife to work. He found a job for her. I said, that's not her standard. He's fine. Uh-uh. Fine. I agree with yes, that's not her standard. She has the right to say it, right? Feminism. Okay. And he's looking for a better job for her. They are still on it. She gets.
Is she searching herself?
Yeah, of course she is. But he's the one that goes out every day. So he is meeting more
but
people.
But they are online platforms.
She's trying. He's trying. They are
okay, let's assume that they are both trying.
Yes.
Okay.
Then he comes back after a very... First of all, he noticed that she's been... Men like to be appreciated. Like after her stress, I used to tell my ex-girlfriend then that my just rub me my head. I don't want them just be touching my head. It calms my head down.
Don't
be touching my head.
Leave the head. Let's continue that girl.
This is my point. So after a very stressful day, you were just giving me an instance of the thing that provoked him. He came back and said, sweetheart, food, please. And she said, go and get it yourself.
No, she's nasty.
Oh my God.
Because
feminism
she's not doing
anything. Feminism was what was driving. These are the side effects I don't like.
Okay,
feminism
no, that's
actually
that's a one-sided
mutual
respect. So this brings us to the end of the podcast session. I'm sure you guys enjoyed and you had fun. Please don't forget to share, like, comment, go log in and sign in to www.favorlema.com. And also, if you also have questions for me and you want them to answer you, so just don't forget to also.